From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. There's a new study out about how oysters are dealing with ocean acidification. Shows why young oysters in particular are struggling with this problem. And joining us to tell us more about the problem is shellfish scientist and local oyster grower Joth Davis. He's the lead researcher for Taylor Shellfish Farms and a professor at the University of Washington. Joth Davis, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So first of all, remind us, for the layperson, what is ocean acidification and why is it happening?
Well, ocean acidification is a process whereby excess carbon dioxide that's being generated by power plants, by cars, by people, in addition to all the regular natural sources, is being absorbed by the oceans in greater amounts than it used to be. And as a result, it has caused the ocean water to slightly acidify or become slightly more corrosive. And this is a problem for animals that have calcium shells, like shellfish.
All right, so there's a new study looking at this, and it talks about why young oysters are struggling in particular, even in comparison to adult oysters.
That's correct, and that's because the younger oysters, the larvae, especially actually the larvae that are very, very small, just post-fertilized zygotes, they're very small, very susceptible to all kinds of perturbations in the environment, but what really gets them is a low pH environment, because it doesn't allow them to easily create or construct the calcium shells that they depend upon as they get a little bit older, as they're swimming around the water as very, very small oyster larvae.
All right, let's get to the question of growing and eating oysters. What does this mean for the oyster industry and you folks that are growing oysters in Puget Sound?
Well, for the oyster industry, we've been working on this for some time. At the hatchery levels, we're managing to work around the problem to some extent by adding some things to the water that actually makes the water more basic and allows the oyster larvae to create their shells as they most normally would. But that doesn't say anything about what's going on in the outside environment. And so the overall numbers of oysters may well decline in years ahead as the as corrosive seawater seeps onto the coast and into Puget Sound through a variety of other means as well. But it's a real problem for those small life forms, the early larvae of Pacific oysters and other shellfish.
So you're able to grow the smaller oysters and then plant them, and then once they're big enough, basically they can survive. But for wild oysters, that's not necessarily the case. That's not necessarily able to happen at this point.
That's correct. When we don't, the exact extent of the problem is still up in the air, still being studied with respect to the wild oysters. But certainly in the hatcheries, we now have ways of manipulating the water so that we can at least rear more numbers of larvae than we certainly did 4 or 5 years ago. So that part of the problem we're really trying to work around, as well as learning how to breed Pacific oysters that are more resistant to ocean acidification. That's a project that I'm working on myself.
Is that like a genetically modified oyster?
It would not be a genetically modified oyster, but it would be an oyster that we've used genetic techniques to just make them less susceptible to corrosive seawater. And this would be just taking advantage of the natural genetic variability that oysters have, which is luckily very, very high.
All right, Joth Davis, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're so welcome, David. Take care. Thanks.
He's the lead researcher for Taylor Shellfish Farms and a professor at the University of Washington, telling us about a new study looking at the problem of ocean acidification and oysters. And you can find a link to that study later today on our website on the conversation page at kuow.org.